Math could be what determines whether you graduate from college. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Alexandra Logue, research professor at the Graduate Center of the City University of New York, examines why.
Many people will tell you they fear math or that they aren't good at it. It turns out that math remediation is actually the largest single academic reason that students don't graduate from college in the United States. Most new freshmen are assessed as needing it, and most of those students never complete their required remedial courses, preventing them from graduation. But we can use new curricular strategies and rigorous research techniques to identify ways to help these students graduate from college. One very successful curricular strategy is co-requisite remediation. Instead of students taking a traditional prerequisite remedial course that gives zero college credits, students instead enroll in a college-level math course with extra co-requisite academic support. When we randomly assigned associate degree students to traditional remedial math, elementary algebra, or co-requisite remediation with a college-level statistics course, 3 years later, almost 50% more of the statistics students had graduated, and the statistics students had passed significantly more advanced math courses. Co-requisite remediation also costs students and colleges less than does traditional remediation. In addition, because Black, Latinx, poor, and first-generation college students are more likely to come from lower-performing high schools and be assessed as needing remediation, assigning students to co-requisite instead of traditional remediation can increase these students' graduation rates. Instituting co-requisite remediation can contribute to higher education equity. An increasing number of states are requiring co-requisite instead of traditional remediation. These policy changes can help many college students succeed in math and in college.
That was Alexandra Logue of the Graduate Center, the City University of New York. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.